Kingdom Hope, we are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively in a positive place. We are in Randallstown, District 4 for the councilman, Julian Jones, who's here. John Hoey is here from the Y. We are at the Y Swim Center. I had to check twice, make sure that my Clean Cuisine crew is getting over, because this is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the Back to the Future scratch-offs. Our friends at Curio Wellness putting us out on the road with their new location in Pikesville, as well as Liberty Pure Solutions. I dreamed up this idea to do 3 hours of pool work here and do the show, and I did not wear proper attire. I dress like I'm sitting at a sports bar, and I'll be at Reader's in 2 weeks. I'll be up at the Crab House there. Pools are humid, John Hoey.
They are, yeah.
This is a lovely pool here. And Julian, your district, we've done about an hour on 20 years ago this getting built, but you're a resident, you're a lifer here. You remember when this... What was here before? Was this like grass? Ooh. What was this? It wasn't a pool.
I think it was just a field. Just a field. Mm-hmm. We had the funeral home up the street, and most of this was woods, and here we are.
Yeah, well, we went through the genesis of how good things happen in community, and I know you wake up every day trying to fight for things like this, trying to fight for the access to do this. We talked about the why not getting PPP money. We went through, you came in a little late to all of this and
That's
how important
right.
government is as you're running for county executive and sitting here in this district. Government's important.
Absolutely. Right, just speaking of government, the property right behind the Y and the community center. Most of the building here is the community center. And right behind here is another piece of property that the county purchased with the intention of building a STEAM center, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, sometime in the distant future.
All right. Well, I mean, things, they have to begin with a seed, and then they begin with,
right,
we talk to the community, and then something like this happens. We talked about the, we got doors shutting in the pool. This is like a real atrium. It's loud in here.
Yeah,
I like
it. It's a filter room. You know, that's kind of an important part of the pool here.
Well, keeping the pool clean is really, really
Absolutely.
Important.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful addition to the community.
Talk about your community over here and things like this that serve people, that the people in the community see it, feel it, walk in here every day. People like John, people like Tawanda and Elijah here running the pool. And we've talked so much about this is a community thing. The people that are voting for you and against you in certain cases.
No one would ever vote against me.
but you walk the streets here, I'm sure. But,
absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Coming in here and even seeing your own constituents
yes,
in here,
yes,
this is a centerpiece of what community's all about, right?
Absolutely. This is a wonderful addition to the community. It's a great partnership between the county and the Y, and it provides a pool, and so many people in our community come here. What time are you open? 5, 6 o'clock in the
5:30.
Morning or something? 5:30 in the morning. People come here from 5:30 in the morning to get their swim on and exercise, and it just runs all day long, 7 days a week.
Right. Needs in the community as you see it when you're out in your own district. We talk about the whole county a little later on while John's here. John's in all these places too, right?
Yes.
He saved Catonsville for the last. I would have appreciated that he saved Dundalk because I'm a Dundalk guy, as you know. But all these situations are unique and they're different. For you, and your, what's important in the fourth for you?
Well, listen, what's important for me is clearly – every resident here making sure they're fulfilling their best potential in terms of living their best life. And it is my job as a councilman to make sure I'm doing everything in my power to make that happen. We have people who are challenged in terms of housing. We have people, sort of like the Maslow's hierarchy of need. At the bottom level, we have people that need housing. People that need employment, they need opportunities. And then we get to a place like this where people have opportunities for recreation. So the job of Baltimore County government and my job is to make sure that we are meeting people where they are and providing the resources and support to help them grow and live their best life right here in Randallstown, Owings Mills, Reisterstown, Windsor Mill, Baltimore County.
John, I wanted to ask you about whys in general, not just this why, but mm-hmm. you talk so much about educational programs, Head Start for young people.
Right.
So, aside from, because people do think physical, I'm going to get in the pool, I'm going to run around. There's a whole educational component here of how to, right, that probably supports and abuts community college services and other different kinds of civic. And I'm a CCBC grad. I tell Dr. Curtinitis that every time I see her. I went to Dundalk Community College for 2 years. But there's so much of that sort of, especially adult education, right, that you provide here that supports his constituency here in Florida.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when we think about our work with young people, it's we think about it from, you know, cradle to career or cradle to college. In fact, you know, you mentioned Head Start. It begins with early Head Start, which is in cases before a child is born. When a woman is pregnant, who qualifies for the Head Start program, which is people living at or below the federal poverty level.
So expectant moms come
so
to the Y
there's a
to
lot
get
of,
help.
So, you know, early Head Start will serves them so that they have a healthy pregnancy and that they are prepared to become a parent, which... Mm-hmm. You know, I'm assuming, are you a parent?
Absolutely.
I know you're a parent.
I was a parent at 15. I can promise you I'm now.
You weren't ready. You weren't ready.
Let me tell you a story about.
I'm able to take care of my cat at this point.
Let me tell you a story about being a parent.
Go ahead.
Okay? So I'm coming out, 100% true story. I'm coming out of Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
And some young man is holding the door. And as we walk out, my party and my wife, and he says, "Hey, I know you. You look familiar." So I stick my chest out and says, "I'm Councilman Julian Jones." I pull out my card. I hand it to him. I've been on the Baltimore County Council for 11 years. I've been chairman for 4. I've done police reform. I've done housing reform. I've done all these things. And when I finished, the guy said, "You're Julie's dad."
That's it.
That's my daughter.
Yeah.
Right? And it just reminds me that.
Who you really are.
That's who I really am.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing that I can be as a father and a husband and take care of my family.
Well,
that's where the rubber hits the road, right?
We all had our day, you know, on Sunday, and now it's over.
Well, we've
got to wait another for 65 days.
It's over.
Well, we're all trying to get better at that. When you say how to be a better parent, run me through something that would happen right here in Baltimore County.
Yeah, again, I'll stick with early Head Start for now.
Mm-hmm.
So helping prepare that, you know, do you have all the are you getting your medical treatment? You know, we're not providing it, but we're ensuring that there's referrals. Are we going to get you registered into Head Start once your child is set up? Is your home safe for an infant? So there's all this stuff that, you know, again, we're all parents. It's hard enough when you have resources to prepare yourself to be a parent.
You still don't have enough time.
You don't
have
time.
Even when you have resources, you don't have
time.
So
you're talking about people who are struggling financially. They may be working multiple jobs, or they may be looking for a job, or they may be, you know, they may have something that's preventing them from being able to sort of operate above the federal poverty level. So there's all those services and early Head Start. And then Head Start serves children basically one, two, and three, because now we have pre-K here in the state of Maryland. Head Start is really not serving 4-year-olds anymore. So
Feeding children and providing care for them is just at the most important time of a child's life.
There's no more important thing. If they move into Head Start, we're providing a real high-quality early childhood experience for them, both developmentally and educationally, socially. We're also de facto providing child care so their parents can work.
Exactly. That's where I was going to go.
You know, it's we're not simply doing child care in Head Start. We're really doing incredible early childhood development work. But by us, you know, taking responsibility for these kids, it allows parents to work. And we are helping kids. We're also helping the family. We have all these family support services. We're helping the children with dental care, with, you know, eye care, with all these other services that, again, if you're living at a certain level, income level, you can handle yourself. But these families they need this. So we're really providing all this wraparound support for these families and these young people. Because, you know, we all know you know, if a child is not ready for kindergarten, you know, they're not going to show up. If a child shows up at kindergarten 2-3 years behind,
yep,
you don't make that up. I mean, you're not, unless you're Superman.
Well, you throw COVID in.
We
the
work
last
hard
five years
to do
too.
It, but it's very difficult on the child.
Yeah, so Head Start is essential to ensuring the county's most vulnerable families and young kids have what they deserve and that they are ready to enter the public school system. And the data will tell you, children that come out of the WISE Head Start program in Baltimore County are more ready for kindergarten than the average kid entering a Baltimore County kindergarten.
Well, it makes schools better, right? I mean, yeah, that makes everything absolutely. Better. It makes communities makes better. Everything. It makes lives better for parents, working jobs.
It allows teachers to teach, you know, and not, you know, have to deal with the ramifications of kids not, you know, at grade level and all that sort of thing. So it's an incredibly important service. And then, you know, if you pick up from there, we have a range of programs, before and after school enrichment programs in public schools in Baltimore County.
What would an enrichment program? Give me some examples.
So what that looks like is, again, recognizing some parents got to go to work really early. You know, so my school may start at 8, but I got to drop my kid off at 6:30 in the morning because I got to head to wherever.
And my kid's 8.
Right.
Or
and
7.
So, right.
Yeah.
Yep. So a Y associate is there, brings your kid, you know, you drop your kid off, they come in, we help, we make sure they get fed. We get before, but the before time is mostly make sure the child gets fed, do some activities to make the kid, you know, occupy the kid in a productive manner. And then, you know, the child goes, school starts, school takes over.
Well, professional supervision is what we're talking about.
And then, at the end of the day is when the enrichment starts. So the school day ends. They go. Generally, it's like a big activity room in a public school. They go to the Y after school enrichment. So there's where we get to do stuff with the kids that maybe they're not. The school doesn't have time to do, right? So art and a lot of times recreation and kind of you talked about STEM and STEAM. Some of the stuff that is. Truthfully, data will tell you that a lot of kids, they love their after-school program. That's the reason they go to school, right? So it supplements what happens during the school day.
Well, every kid that ever played basketball or football or was into sports, they suffered school so they could play ball.
So right. So whether it's recreation or whether it's a kid who loves certain kind of arts and crafts that, you know, so we're kids continue to learn and develop, all those sort of things, but it's more fun, right, than maybe they perceive the school day to be, which, you know, I was a nerd. I love school, but.
School you have to be at, the Y you choose to be at.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So before and after school enrichment programs like that. We also, you know, have all of our Ys across Baltimore County where we provide a range of opportunities for kids at all ages. Whether that is recreational opportunities, whether those are, we have for older kids, we have something called Leaders Club, which is a opportunity for them to do civic activities. Mm-hmm. We have youth and government programs where we do basically a mock legislative session in Annapolis in the chamber the week after a session closes.
Wow.
So they run, they pass bills.
I need to do this. I mean, you're teaching a civics course over here.
Yeah. I mean,
we need more of that.
And the list goes on and on and on. Opportunities. We have swim teams. We have all kinds of things. Again, the whole idea is to provide opportunities for young peoples to help both young peoples and their families because, I mean, I know it's an old phrase, but it does take a village. So, you know, parents do the best they can, but the parents need great schools. They need other great outlets for their children that they know their children are safe, they're engaged, they're happy, they're learning, they're growing, they're meeting other kids, other people. Like, that's the fundamentals of a civil society. I always say that's what the Y really does. We help create and we help nurture the fabrics of a civil, active society.
Speaking of a civil active society, we're in the District 4. Councilman Julian Jones is here. John Hoey is here from the Y. We're at the Y Swim Center in Randallstown. I'm threatening Dundalk next time up, even though we're going to be doing the Crab Cake Tour in Reisterstown, getting around the Beltway. For the 4th and for community, and you talk about, he talks about all of this glue holding things together. How is your district doing? Give everyone from my side of town or where I live now, halfway out here in the Towson area, a little view of what Northwest Baltimore County looks like right now.
First of all, let me guess, weigh in on what John was saying.
Sure.
All of these services that he mentioned are excellent services for the children. But let's not forget, they provide a sense of freedom and opportunity for the parents to go out and work and feel good and know that that child is being taken care of, that that child is learning in a productive and a safe space. And that's what enables many of them, because if you don't have some of these services, some of these daycares, you can be working just to pay them.
You know how
the
I know
cost
this?
Is so expensive.
Let it snow one day. The day it snows, mom and dad can't go to work, right? You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's when it really hits me and how lucky, how blessed I was to have the mother I had, because all of these thoughts about 6:30 in the morning to 7, my mom was with me. My mom was with me. My mom was with me. Made me breakfast. Yeah. That was my childhood.
When
that
it
was
snows,
10, 12 years
when
I
it snows
it.
And the – you know, the school's closed, I'm the fanatic about we're going to get all our Y's open, because families really need us.
That's like, when they need you the most.
They're stir crazy, because I shouldn't say this, but when it snows in the Maryland, it lightly, they close schools.
This is an upstater here.
People can get out, and they're like, I got to get my kids out of the house.
My wife's from Manchester, New Hampshire. She laughs at Ron Matz in the snow out in front of the ROFO, you know, when there's an inch of snow.
Same here.
You know, I mean, like, but that being said, that is the culture we're in.
No, well, but my point is,
except in the Hereford zone, they go through everything.
We try to get our wives open, because we know, you know, people want to get out. They want to get their kids active. They don't want them sitting home all day. That's like, you know, anyone who has young kids. I got twin 15-year-old girls. I don't want them sitting home all day. You know, like.
Well, I ask you how life is in the 4th District, Councilman. It's probably better when things like the Y are operating the right way, right?
Well, listen, things are absolutely wonderful in the 4th District, okay? 4th District is a very vibrant community. My district runs from basically the Beltway all the way up Liberty Road to Carroll County. You hang a right over there, Reisterstown, Glendon, all of that is my district, all the way out into those areas. So we have a very diverse community where we start at very urban.
You got rural heading up there toward
very
Hampstead,
rural.
Right?
We have Woodstock, which is very rural as well. So we have a big, diverse community. We have the Ravens are located right here in the 4th
District.
That's
right, they are.
We have Owings Mills, which is the Metro Center. I call it the Triple Crown. We have Foundry Row, the Metro Center, and Mill Station. Those are the three triple crowns of Owings Mills, what I call downtown Owings Mills. A fantastic location. And then all the other locations. You know, we got like the Main Street feel up in Reisterstown above all the way up.
I'm
at
doing
the
show up there on the 26th.
Absolutely.
I'm doing the show in Reisterstown.
And then we have, of course, the hub here, Randallstown, Liberty Road. And the road, thank God, to the government, right, had been paved a couple of years ago, all new sidewalk, curbs and gutter, new light posts, ornamental lights all up and down Liberty Road. We have a new supermarket and rural farms coming in down the bottom. We have a lot of things going on right here.
In the 70s, my grandfather lived right on Meadow Heights Road, right behind
Meadow Heights.
About a mile away from here. So every holiday, we would traverse top side of the Beltway. It took us an hour to get out here. And we'd take the top side of the Beltway past McDonough Road. And I get to look at McDonough. It was like Pensy Prep for me, you know, like, I spent a lot of time in Randallstown as a young man because my grandparents lived out here. You know, I want to spend Saturday night at my grandparents' house and do something different.
It's very nice. We are very, very blessed, you know. A lot of hardworking individuals that live here. Very, very, you know, SCS a great location, great community.
Well, I'm going to get back and talk some politics with you. I'm going to let John go because you've been here. You want to come back out. I know you're a busy guy running things around. What do people need to know about the why before we go about joining, being? You said Dundalk, Catonsville, Drudoli. There's a why right around the corner. My buddy Chris lives downtown. He goes to the Catonsville Y. Why the why? How about that? That's pretty good. W-H-Y, the why.
Well, I mean, it's easy. I could be flippant and say, why not? But, you know, I think if you want to go to a place where you can be active, where you can meet people in the community you know and you don't know, where you can have something for your whole family to do. That's healthy. If you want a better quality of life, we're there for you. And just so happens June is really one of our big sales months. We waive all the joining fee, and so.
What does it cost typically? Give a little spiel for that. I'm in Towson. I want to go to Towson. Why? What is it going to?
Well, we have different categories of membership. Sure. I mean, based on single families. Families. We're very open minded when it comes to families. So our family offering can have up to four adults. As long as everyone's living in the same household, because we recognize, a lot of times grandparents are living with families.
Mm-hmm. It is a household plan.
It's a household plan.
Sure.
So, it's a I think it's $113 a month, which is a really good deal. Mm-hmm. There's no contract. We're not running a private gym. We're a community service. So, and then
full resources from the minute they come in, right?
Yeah. And there's very little extra that you pay for unless there's a few services you want. So, there's so much there that doesn't cost a dime extra, whether that's, group exercise. You can join a book club. You can you get access to the best equipment you'll find anywhere. You get access to all kinds of programming. If you have a young child, there's stay and play. We don't charge extra for it. We'll take care of your young child while you're using the Y. There's youth sports programs. There's all kinds. I've mentioned there's
I'm going to get Elijah
programs.
Tawanda over here a little bit and talk about all of that. Right?
And here in Randallstown, because this is a partnership with the county, we can't offer all those things. But as I was saying earlier, here in Randallstown and in Dundalk, you can just join this swim center and pay less because, you're getting the pool and not some of those other things. Or you can join the full Y access here and then go anywhere else you want to go. Go to any other Y. We always say, you join the whole Y system when you join the Y. So there's a ton there. And, it's interesting. I didn't grow up going to a Y. And I was in the private sector when I got hired to be the CEO.
Through your whole banking thing. To be a good guy.
Yeah.
But
I've now discovered, all these things I was missing as a kid and now as an adult. And I have children. One of my son is 29, but when he was younger, he availed himself of all this stuff. I have now twin daughters who are 15, and they've kind of grown up in the Y. Yeah. And I now see something I didn't appreciate when I was younger because we didn't have a Y in our community.
Sure.
But I grew up in this big family, and we kind of, when we were young, we'd all run outside. My parents would lock the door, and we wouldn't come back till after dark. And, as long as there was a—
Mosquito bites and lightning bugs.
Yeah,
it's the time of the year for that.
As long as there was enough of us in the house, they didn't really care.
I lived across the street from a mall. I had all sorts of trouble I could get into.
Parents looked like, there's plenty of hungry mouths here. I don't know. We lost a few along the way, so be it.
He'll catch up.
Before I bring you on and we talk some serious politics here and let John go, I'll just say the reason I'm here right now is I look at the two of you and the video camera has the
beautiful
pool behind. What happened was John and I got together a couple months ago, and we were talking about federal funding and Trump this and Taco that and all that stuff. We'll talk about it a little later on. But I had a meeting about doing some stuff for the Y and involving the radio station, involving Baltimore Positive. And John's for years said, you got to come in, we got to get you in. And I talked to a couple of gals in Marcus and said, I want to do a crab cake tour. I'm going to bring clean cuisine in from over in Owings Mills. They're bringing the crab cake a little later on. And I went on the website, and I'm like, where should I do it? When should I do it? And I hit Y Central Mariner. I saw the events calendar, and it said Juneteenth. It was June 7th. It was earlier this month that we opened a pool over here and had a Juneteenth. But this is that's a community thing. It's a community celebration.
Yeah. Oh my
goodness. I saw the pool, and I'm like, this is where we need to do the show to really begin our Y journey to show where we are. But there's all sorts of things that go on here that involve the community, including a Juneteenth celebration right now.
Absolutely.
That's a big one.
It's a big one. I was streaming live when I came this year. And I'm here every year with them. It is a big one, and it's just another function or another activity that the Y provides to the community.
So you come by here more than just to do my radio
show.
All right, Councilman Julian Jones, we're in the fourth. We're in Baltimore County. He's running for Baltimore County Executive. We're going to talk some politics. We're going to talk about strengths, weaknesses, opportunities for Baltimore County. John Hoey has given us all the strengths, the opportunities. There are no weaknesses at the Y, though, right?
Well, we
just
work
the fact
on
that
them
some
every
of these
day.
Folks aren't here.
Look,
right?
We work on our weaknesses every
you
day.
You come join the Y, you make it stronger. How about that? Is that good?
Right.
All right. We're going to step out, take a break. We're in Randallstown. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Back to the Future scratch-offs we have here at the pool. I am going to have Tawanda and Elijah on because we're going to talk about some of the activities that they have here in Randallstown. But I'm going to keep the councilman's time. And at some point, Jerry's coming over. So let me tell you about Jerry Clean Cuisine, because I'm doing, for the 27th anniversary of the radio station, I'm doing my 27 favorite things to eat around the Beltway. And this is in August. It's our 27th year. I was at an event. This might be Izzy's. I'm down in Pikesville at Suburban Club about 7-8 years ago. They anoint me to be the food taster. I go to the Baltimore County Chamber of Commerce. They had a tasting, and I was at all these places, and you have to eat all the food because I'm the voter. Right. So you really have to eat everything if you're going to fairly vote on local businesses. So sometimes it could create a little indigestion. And a guy came up to me, bald head. You'll see him coming in here in a couple minutes with crab cakes. And he called me nasty blanking Nestor, you know, and he filled in the Dundalk part of that. And I looked up at him. He said, you got to try this thing. And it's this squash lasagna thing. I didn't even know what it was. I took one bite of it, and I sort of went in and lobbied the other judges. I said, did you have that guy over there's thing? And they all ate it, and they came back, and they're eating. They're like, this is the best thing in the room. I'm like, well, I'm glad all the judges actually tasted it. So now I go in his place. He's right literally where Steve's Deli was in that plaza right up above Stevenson on Owings Mills Boulevard, a little plaza up there where they have a jiu-jitsu mag crab thing going on up there. And it's carry out. He caters. But when I go in there now, and it says award-winning.
There you go.
So anytime I see him, I'm like, award-winning. You know who helped you get that award? So Jerry's going to come out, and he swears to me his crab cakes are better than the delicious squash lasagna. So big shout-out to Jerry. I appreciate him. He'll be a part of the show a little later on. So I brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Curio Wellness and Liberty Pure Solutions. Back for more from the why not? As John Hoey would say, back from Randallstown. Stay with us.